بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We're discussing إصلاح العقائد, rectification, correction of beliefs, and the section entitled beliefs regarding قيامة. When قيامة will come, that is only in the knowledge of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Our responsibility, our duty is to prepare for our qiyamah. مَنْ مَاتَ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that person who passes away, his qiyamah already starts. But that's the preparation we should make for once you go into the qabr. If we farewell there and we pass in the qabr, then inshallah the remaining manazil and stages ahead will be easy also. That's already our immediate qiyamah will start over there in the qabr. The real qiyamah, the ultimate one, we already had discussed about 20 signs in regards to the signs of Qiyamah. Thereafter, we come to the major signs of Qiyamah, those signs which will commence with the coming of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and will end with the blowing of the sur, the trumpet, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّور, when the trumpet will be blown. So the major signs will only begin with the advent of the comments, the coming of Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the advent of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mahdi in Arabic means rightly guided. Hidayat means guidance. So Mahdi, the one that is guided. So Mahdi in Arabic means rightly guided. Many such Mahdis, rightly guided people, have come and will continue to come. But the Mahdi who is mentioned in the ahadith will make his appearance very close to Qiyamah, as foretold by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will be from the progeny of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, through her son Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two sons Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be from the family of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name will be Muhammad, and his father's name will be Abdullah, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also Muhammad bin Abdullah. He will resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in character. He will be tall, have a bright and broad forehead, and he will have a long, high bridge nose, just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He will be born in Madinatul Munawwara and reside therein. He will emerge at the age of 40 in Makkatul Mukarrama. A group of awliya, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, called the Abdal, will recognize him. These are very chosen slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Abdals mentioned in the ahadith also. So a group of awliya, who are called the Abdal, will recognize him whilst he is making tawaf of the Ka'batullah, and they will pledge allegiance to him, they will take bi'at upon his hands, and they will witness and they will realize the signs are there already for Mahdi to come. So they will converge into Makkatul Mukarrama, and they will be waiting now for the advent of Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they will recognize him. A number of battles will be fought with the disbelievers. Under his rulership, he will eventually be victorious. During his reign, Islam will flourish. He will remove the treasures buried under the Kaaba Sharif and distribute them amongst the Muslims. He will first rule over the Arabs, and then the entire world will be under his rule. So, Deen Islam will prevail. It is going to happen, as we mentioned many a times, that it is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Allah's promise, Allah's help and victory is at hand. It will come. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. So it will happen. Those that want to contribute to when the time will come, now is the time. Effort of Deen is there. The doors are open. How much we can contribute, how much we can invest physically, financially, Allah demands that we بِجَاهِدُ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, describing the path of Allah with your wealth and your lives. So we can have a share in this also, because deen will prevail. He will restore peace and justice to the entire world. And we can understand now, to restore peace and justice, it will mean the world will be in chaos. And people will be looking, where's peace, where's justice, who will restore it, who do we turn to, who is there now to show some pity to humanity. All his actions will be in accordance to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During his lifetime, Dajjal will also appear, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend from the heavens and perform his first salah behind Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That also will happen. Many people now, they're calculating or they're asking that Dajjal is coming soon, Isa alayhi salam is coming soon. It won't be an easy time. So it's not something to wait for. As-sa'atu adha wa amar. The time will come, will be very difficult, be a very bitter time also. Qiyamah will come. So it won't be an easy time. So is that something to sensationalize and to feel it'll be a very thrilling time that things will happen in the world, etc. It'll be a very, very trying time also. That's why we ask refuge from fitna of Masih al-Dajjal. Allah save us from the fitna and the test of Masih al-Dajjal. When he comes with his magic and his power, Allah Ta'ala save us. That's why we read Surah Al-Kahf every Friday. That in case he has to make his advent, then through the barakat of these of the Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. So all his actions will be in accordance to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During his lifetime, Dajjal will also appear. So the Mahdi will come first. Then Dajjal will appear. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend from the heaven. This will happen in Sham, Damascus. The Jami Masjid of Damascus, that is where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend. The appearance of Dajjal. The word Dajjal is derived from the Arabic word Dajlun, which means to deceive, dupe, cheat, etc. So Dajjal is a superlative, the big deceiver, the cheater, the one that dupes people, beguiles them, deceives them. That is Dajjal. So as they mentioned above also, there'll be many Mahdis that will come, that will guide the people towards the real Mahdi that will come, prepare the Ummah, and there'll be many Dajjals also that will come, to take the people away from the Haqq and the true right path and prepare them also for Dajjal to come. But that preparation, both that effort between Haqq and Batil, that takraw and that war, that will continue from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah. Haqq and Batil will always be there. And as ulama explained, Batil will always thrive and always look dominant. It will always be like that. Quran says also, فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. The kufr will always prevail, mu'min will be less, but before Qiyamah, the things will change. Hence, Dajjal means imposter, swindler, cheater, and liar. And many ahadith is mentioned also before Qiyamah, these qualities, imposter, to be a swindler, to be a cheater, will actually be things people will boast about. People will boast about that. This person is such a swindler. How he caught the people. It'll be something now to praise the person. All the evil qualities. And we can see it already happening. At one time now to be a boy, bad boy was bad. Now a bad boy means he's good. And people are proud to have these bags also. Bad boy and all these opposite things now. So the whole world is going upside down like that. So there will be many Dajjals, many such Dajjals have appeared. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be 30 liars in my ummah. Each one will claim to be a Nabi, whereas I am the seal of Nubuwat. Whether they say directly, indirectly, but as you can see, the governments, etc., and many of them, the bankers and different industries, how they set up themselves, like we are ruling the world right now. You have to listen to us. The Dajjal mentioned in the ahadith that will appear during the time of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be from a Jewish tribe. Dajjal will come from there. He will be known as Masih. He will be one-eyed. He will have two eyes, but only one eye will be functional. Other eye will be impaired. His hair will be curly. On his forehead will be inscribed the letters Kaf, Fa, and Ra. Kafara or Kafir. Kufr will... So, kufr, kafara, kufr, which the true believers will be able to read. Those that have iman, they can see written on his forehead. That this is the real Dajjal, is written there, kufrun. This is the stamp of kufr which appears on his forehead. He will go to Isfahan, Iran, where 70,000 Jews will become his followers in Iran. So we can gauge already now, when you look at Iran, we see only Shias, as we see it nowadays. But how many Jews are there? Allah knows best, but already they will be there waiting for him. 70,000 Jews will be in Iran. Here he will lay claim to divinity and spread dissension and corruption on the earth. 2 years before his appearance, 2 years before the appearance of Dajjal, there will be a severe drought. to test the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to demonstrate many supernatural feats. He will move around with a large army and pillage and plunder many lands. So it will seem now that he is very victorious, as if now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on his side. One hand now, there's famine, there's no rain, there's drought, and here now he's showing victory everywhere he goes. He will then attempt to gain entry into Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. The angels will protect Makkatul Mukarrama. Hence, he will not be able to enter Makkatul Mukarrama. He will then proceed to Madinatul Munawwara and halt on the outskirts of Madina Munawwara before Mount Uhud. Madina Munawwara during that time will have 7 gates. 2 angels will be standing guard over each of these gates. And Dajjal will be unable to enter Madina Munawwara as well. So both these Mubarak places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has them secured. He will then travel towards Damascus, which we call Sham, where Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be living. Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will prepare a Muslim army to fight Dajjal. While preparing for battle against Dajjal, Isa alayhi salatu salam, resting his hands on the shoulders of 2 angels, will descend from the heaven. He will alight on the eastern minaret of the Jami Masjid of Damascus. So all will start happening there in Sham in Damascus. The descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, the 3rd major sign of Qiyamah, is the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and the killing of Dajjal. The descent and the coming down of Isa alayhi salatu salam is substantiated and proven from the Quran Sharif, Hadith, and the Ijma' consensus of opinion. It is incumbent to hold this belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lifted him. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. Allah took him back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala kept him there. And here ulama explained the Allah ta'ala's great wisdom. Why Isa alayhi salatu salam now will be or is the one Allah ta'ala has reserved to kill Dajjal? Because both are supernatural, so to say. Isa alayhi salatu salam was born without a father. Dajjal also has some supernatural powers. So Allah Ta'ala made the system such that Isa alayhi salatu salam will come and he'll be the one to kill Dajjal. He will descend from the heaven close to Qiyamah and meet with Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will propose to hand over all control. Remember, Mahdi radiallahu anhu, this is his title. His name is Muhammad bin Abdullah. So Mahdi will be his title. So Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will propose to hand over all control to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They will meet in the Jami Masjid of Damascus and he will propose to hand over power to him, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will decline. He will refuse, saying that his special mission was to slay Dajjal, to kill Dajjal. He's been sent for this. Allah ta'ala sent him down to kill Dajjal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put such effect in his breath, in the breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that any disbeliever, any kafir who comes in touch with it, with his breath will die. Allah will put special effect in it. Isa alayhi salatu, in his lifetime also Allah ta'ala has put special effects in his breath, where he would blow now into a bird that was made of clay and life will come into it. Then he will bring the dead to life. And those that were blind, Allah ta'ala gave him the power to heal their blindness also. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will pursue and he will chase and kill Dajjal at a place called Babulud, which is in the land of Sham. Babulud right now is in Palestine, the place called Lud. Babulud is a markaz there also. Many jamaats go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And even the Jews also, and the guys will tell you this is a place where Isa, where Dajjal will be slain by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They know the spot there also. After destroying Dajjal and his army, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will console those who had suffered under the hands of Dajjal. What havoc he will create in the world at that time, so there will be many to console thereafter. Finally, the whole world will come under Islamic domination. During this glorious Islamic reign, the world will be full of justice and mercy. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu will rule over the world for 7 years. He will rule over the world for 7 years before his demise. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will perform the salatul janazah of Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He will pass away in al-Baytul Muqaddas. So Mahdi will be in al-Baytul Muqaddas and he will be buried there. At his death, his age will be between 47 and 50 years of age. That is Mahdi. After the death of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the leadership of Islam will pass over to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will adhere fully to the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although being a Nabi at one time, now he will follow the Deen and Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Though him coming with the Injil, his own kitab, now is abrogated. And the Quran now is the final testament from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The reign and rule of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be a very peaceful one. During this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send revelation to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, take my servants to the mountains, for I shall send a very powerful, nation whom none will have power to fight. And who the nation will be? Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So before they will come from wherever they are, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send wahi, inspiration to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they take the Muslims all to the mountains, and there they will be safe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them, and Ya'juj and Ma'juj will appear. So this is among the third signs before Qiyamah could come. From here we can understand there's still many more. As it explains over here, you have Ya'juj, Ma'juj, then Dukhan, Yuratsfira Dukhan, the smoke, then the Dabbatul Ard, the beast from the earth, the breeze, the rain of the people of Habsha, Abyssinia, the raging fire. Oh, these are the major signs. From here we can gauge more or less. People are asking, Qiyamah is close. There's much to happen still. There's much to happen before Qiyamah comes. So we still got enough time to prepare, make our Islah, and make our Akhirat. A lot of things still left to happen. Mahdi will come, Isa alayhi salam will come, they will rule, the Dajjal will come, many battles will take place, etc. So there's much time before the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah we'll continue from tomorrow, from Ya'juj Ma'juj, inshallah. Allah give us understanding, and Allah protect us, inshallah. We can read our Yasin Sharif in the morning du'as, inshallah.